Up to 95% of women with polycystic ovarian syndrome have insulin resistance. The problem is that the test that most doctors do miss it. The two most commonly done tests are the hemoglobin A1C, picks it up at only about 15%, and the fasting insulin picks it up at only about 30%. And that's because these are ultra late markers. It's like waiting till someone has crushing chest pain to say that they have heart disease. You're 10 to 20 years too late. Here's three signs that you can look in the mirror right now of almost certain insulin resistance in people who have PCOS. One, acanthosis nigricans, brown velvety patches of skin and skin fold area. Number two, skin tag. And number three, an abdominal circumference around the waist of greater than 35 inches or a waist to hip ratio of greater than 0.85. Insulin resistance is one of the root core causes of the inflammation and hormonal dysregulation that leads to the infertility and irregular cycles in PCOS. But you can improve and often reverse insulin resistance with changes to your lifestyle alone in how you eat, sleep, and move. This is the intervention that I use with so many of my patients with PCOS. And now for the first time ever, I've put my protocol together into a system that you can do at home on your own in just minutes a day. Go to the links in my bio if you want to sign up for my proven PCOS to pregnancy protocol.